You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back, Profit Connectors. I am so excited to join you today. I have a conversation that I wanted to have that is very specifically about success. We talk a lot about being successful in our businesses. How do you be successful? How do you be profitable? What can you do to build your business? And I wanted to talk a little bit about success and how I define success and what the rules are to get to be successful. And I think that this is a very important topic to talk about because sometimes we say things and we don't necessarily define what that means. Now, my personal opinion is that your success, what you define as success, is your definition of success. Sometimes business owners want to be very profitable. It's about the numbers. It's about six figures, seven figures, eight figures. It's about that side is what they consider successful. Some business owners consider success in measured in awards and accolades and third-party assessments of your success. Some people are about people and how the customers are treated and the customer experience. And some people measure success by how big a difference they're making in the world. And many, many other ways to measure success. So I want you to be open to what does success mean for you? I think that's the core part of being having the business that you love, reaching the level of success that you want, is being able to define what does success mean to me. Whenever I talk about success, I will talk about it in many different forms and fashions because I don't actually know how you personally define success. So I'm going to talk today about the rules for success, the rules of success. How do you get there and how do you be successful? What does that look like? However, the way that you look at it for your personal business, for your personal life, for your goals in everything that you do, that can be different from person to person. So just to start things off, I want to acknowledge and affirm that your success is defined by you. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't measure it off of someone else's measuring stick. That's perfectly fine. If you want to measure your success that way, that's the way you measure it. However, whenever someone uses a term like success, that creates a picture in everyone's mind that's a little bit different. I tell a story when I'm illustrating what I do about being lost in a maze and making wrong turns and running into walls and going in circles. And I talk about the maze as an allegory for how we feel about running our businesses. However, what I've found is every time I tell the story about the maze, every person in that room visualizes the maze in a different way. It's different for everyone. Some people see a cartoon maze. Some people think back to the ancients and the maze that, you know, the giant maze there. Some people think about a video game. And so it's different for every person. So I think that success is also something that is individual. And when you get really clear on what success means to you, then you can actually make so many strides forward because you know what it looks like. You know what it feels like inside. You can almost taste it. You see it. You have a vision for what is that thing that I call success. And sometimes, unfortunately, people don't have a clear picture of what that success looks like. And so they deem themselves unsuccessful because they don't know what it should be. And they're just looking at someone else's homework going, mine doesn't look like that, therefore I'm not successful. So if you don't already have a vision of what success looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like, what it's like to have what you want in your hands, I encourage you to ruminate on that and really get clear on what success means to you. Now, my conversation today is going to be the rules of success that we use in our community here. So I'm going to, there also rules of success that will be applicable across many genres. So anywhere that you go, these success principles will apply. However, I'm specifically talking about rules of success that we use in our community to talk about business and how we can be successful in business and in life. So the first rule of success that we have here is called see adventure, meaning visualize adventure. And the way I define adventure is that life and everything that happens to us is an adventure. The boring stuff can be an adventure. The exciting stuff, of course, is an adventure. And then there's the crazy sideways, I didn't expect that things. And that's where I actually love the word adventure. So I'm going to tell you a story about my dad. Whenever I was little, probably I would say late elementary school, early middle school, we went on a family vacation, my dad and my mom and me, and we went to the Woodcutters Festival. Now, this was an amazing, cool thing. People were out there with chainsaws, making sculptures, cutting things, walking on logs. It was a crazy, crazy thing. It was a multi-day event, and we had taken a RV, or my grandparents' RV, to go to this festival. And so therefore, we did not have a car to drive back and forth. However, the day we arrived, my dad drove the RV all around to see what was around in the area, and we found this beautiful little lake. So one day it was absolutely sweltering, and I was like, Daddy, please, please, can we go swimming? My mom was taking a nap, and he's like, fine, we'll go, we'll walk, it's not far. So we got out on the main road, and we actually hitched a ride with some crazy kids in a Jeep. There was probably like eight boys and girls, and they're getting ready to go swimming somewhere, and they were all in their summer gear, and we jumped on the back of the Jeep and rode down the road, and they dropped us off on the road that went back to the lake. And so we began walking, and it was fun. I was so excited, and we were walking and walking and walking, and eventually I was like, Daddy, how much further is it? And he's like, oh, it's just around the next bend. And so we get to the next bend, and it wasn't there. There was just more road. And so I said, well, I thought you said it was just around the next bend. He goes, oh, no. I know where we are now. I remember. It's just around the next bend. Well, let me tell you that it was a couple miles down the road before we got to the lake. And my dad just around the next bended me all the way to the lake, to the point where it became hysterical. And I was like, around the next bend, right, Dad? And he's like, yes. And we'd get around, and there was still more road. So that became our just around the next bend story and joke within my family. And so whenever my kids were little, we went on a similar adventure. We were in a car, however, and we were driving in the mountains. And this was before GPS. We had just had a paper map, and we were driving, and it was a very crazy mountain road. And after a while, the kids were like, Mom, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? So I was like, oh, it's just around the next bend for maybe about 10 more miles until we arrived at our destination. And so I had my own just around the next bend story with my kids. And that actually triggered something in me to begin to express our hardships and things that didn't go the way we wanted to as well, it's an adventure. And so my kids actually make fun of me. Oh, mom's going to say this is an adventure. Everything in life that we experience can be viewed from any lens that we choose to use. It's our choice. We get to choose what we see. We get to choose how we feel. That doesn't mean that we should be, that we should deny everything's existence. It's like this thing in front of me exists. This is not where I thought I was going to be. This is not how I thought this thing was going to go. However, I can choose to look at it as a problem. I can choose to look at it as a challenge. I can choose to look at it as an adventure. So that is what I mean by see adventure. When things don't go quite the way that you were expecting them to go, if you change your perspective and go, oh, this is an adventure, then that means you can laugh about it. That means, oh, you can tolerate the hard parts. You can cry through the things that are that cause you emotion. You can laugh about things that cause you joy. And you can actually change the way that you experience that thing that's in front of you if you choose to see it as an adventure. Now, the second rule of success is important. And I think this is true for every space that you go into, everywhere you are as a human being, that this is a rule that you should follow. And I am specifically talking for two people for whom this is not a natural choice. This is something that is hard or not even something that you ever think about doing. And that is to take up space. Every place that you go, you can belong. Everything that you do is important. When you are in a space, when you are running a business, when you are anywhere, you need to take up space. And I say need very specifically, because if you want your business to be noticed, if you want your business to be successful, if you want to move your business to the level that you want to move it, if you want to make the change in the world that you want to change, that you want to make, you have to take up space. People have to be able to see you. You must be visible. In order to be visible, you have to take up space. It is okay for you to be there. You have a right and you have an obligation, because the goal of your business is to make money or make a difference or whatever the goal of your business is. However, the vehicle that you use to get there is to solve your customer's problem. That's 100% of what you do as a business. You are a problem solver. You're solving the problem your customer has. And in order to do that, they have to be able to see you and to connect with you. And the only way to do that is to take up space. So go ahead, be visible, say the weird thing, get out there, let people know what you do it, how you can change their lives, how you can make a difference in this world, and take up space unapologetically. Don't take up space and say, I'm sorry. Don't take up space and say, oh, if I could just sort of scooch in here. Take up space confidently. You are allowed to be there. You are permitted to be there, and you don't actually need the permission. However, for those of you who think you do, I am giving you permission right now. You have permission to take up space. You are encouraged to take up space. Be what you need to be so that you can do the things that you want to do in your business. The third rule of success in our community, and I think for your business, is choose joy. Now, some people are like, oh, when people are very, very positive, they actually can be kind of negative. I'm not saying just be happy to be happy. In fact, I'm not even saying be happy. What I'm saying is that anything that goes on in your business can be reacted to by your choice. You get to choose if you're going to be angry. You get to choose if you're frustrated. You get to choose if you are irritated. You get to choose if you're annoyed. You get to choose if you are overwhelmed. You actually get to choose everything that you feel in your business and in your life as well. However, in your business, you can choose joy. And the reason I use the word joy as opposed to happiness is, to my definition, more of a feeling. It's a state of mind. It's I'm happy, and it's very, everything is good. However, joy can be experienced, in my definition, in every moment of life, even when something is hard, even when something is disappointing, even when you just don't feel like it doesn't look like it could possibly have any joy in it. That's why people call, every cloud has a silver lining. The silver lining is that little piece of joy that you can get. If you lost a big job, maybe you worked for months and it didn't come through and you lost that big opportunity. Well, where's the joy in that? Well, let's think about that. The joy in that could be A, that you had the opportunity, that you did all of the things that you could do to get the opportunity to come to you, that if you were putting together a proposal, let's say, you did all the work to put the proposal together. That means you pulled information, you collected something, you presented it, and you actually created that presentation. It didn't exist before you created it. You created something. There can be joy in the creation. In addition, you learned something by creating it. And even by getting rejected from that thing, you also can learn from the rejection. So all of these things can be ways to find joy in anything that goes on in your life. And joy is a state of being as opposed to an emotion. Whenever I'm talking about choose joy, it's I am in this thing and it is my choice how I'm going to react, what I'm going to feel. And a lot of times we don't understand that all of our emotions are our choice, because some of our emotions, they come right from inside of us, right? That anger, that frustration, that overwhelm, that comes from inside of us, and it can feel like it belongs to us so authentically. And the reality is that is a choice. I know, honestly, I have been in situations where I have been frustrated and angry and upset, and I literally had the conscious thought, you are choosing to have this emotion right now. And said, yes, I know. And I'm still going to have the negative emotion. I'm still going to cry. I need to get this. I'm choosing this for this moment. And then in the next moment, I can move to something else. So it's okay to choose to process those emotions as they come up and know that they are a choice. It's not out of your control. So the fourth rule of success here in our community and in your business is invest in yourself. And invest in your business. And what I mean by invest, I mean invest time to learn things. I mean invest money to get help from professionals who can help you. I mean invest in anything that you reading a book, listening to someone who has done what you want to do. What did they do? Invest in getting the information from them. Invest in conversations with other people who own businesses. What are they doing? What's working for them? People that do the same thing as you do. What are they doing that's making them successful? What are they doing that is causing challenges? And how can you learn from that? Investing in yourself and in your business is both educational, informational, technology, resources, professional help, all of those things all combine to help you be better at what you do in running your business. Because I believe that you need people when you're running a business. If it takes a village to raise a child, it certainly takes a village to build a business. It's not something that you need to do all alone. You have the ability to get resources and help from everywhere. So invest in yourself. Use the opportunities that are presented to you to build on what you already have so that you can move your business forward. The fifth principle, the fifth rule of success, is one of my favorites. And that is, keep the next level in mind. Whenever I work with my clients, we talk about a lot about goal setting. Where are you going? You know, what's the vision? What's that? You know, what are you doing? And it's beyond the, you know, I need a 5-year plan. I need a 2-year plan. I need a 1-year plan. Yes, you absolutely need those. And you need the vision of where you're going to go and what are you going to do in your business, with your business, for your customers, and the difference that you want to make in the world. So that is level one, having those goals, having that clearly delineated out information that you can go to and go when you get lost and you're tired and you're frustrated. Oh, wait a minute. Let me pull out our goals. Where are we going? What are we doing here? That can recenter you and get you set to keep moving forward. And the important thing that I, with this principle, is the next level goal. And what I mean by next level goal is, I think you should have 3 types of goals. First of all, you should have realistic goals, which could be, say, in sales, I'm going to do my goals for next year are going to be that I'm going to increase my sales by 10% or 20% or 30%, whatever, or by so much money, or I'm going to reach this level of income. So you can just define those goals. And those are realistic goals that you could and should, in quotes, get to in the next year. Those are realistic goals. The second type of goals that I love my clients to have is stretch goals. And that means that you're going to set the same goals you set for your realistic goals. However, you're going to set them even higher. And how do you know when you have a really good stretch goal? Here's how you know. When you write that, we're just going to stick with sales goals now. When you write that number down, you feel some kind of way. You get sick on the stomach. You have your heart starts pounding a little bit faster. You get a little sweaty. Your palms are wet. It triggers a reaction in you that's like, I don't know if I can do that. And if I did that, that would be really awesome. So that's a really good stretch goal. When you look at it and you're like, whoo. Wow, baby. And then the third type of goals is your next level goals. And that is not necessarily in the next year or 2 years. It might be 5 years in the future, or it might just be the next place you want to be. So the next level goal might be, well, I have this business and I want to expand my reach by starting a podcast, but a podcast isn't really what you need to be doing right now. However, that's where you want to take yourself and your business the next level. So the next level is going to be, I want a podcast. So that is something where it's not an immediate thing. However, you're working towards it. So you know what direction to take your business. For example, whenever my husband and I had our business in our home, when we started, we set a next level goal for in 5 years, we will be in a retail location. And that was a day one next level goal. Honestly, didn't have a name for it at that time. I just knew that was the next place we wanted to take our business. So for the first 4.5 years, everything that we did led to our ability to reach that goal in under 5 years. So that was our next level goal. So I highly recommend that if you want to move forward, you want to keep going, if you have a legacy in mind, a difference that you want to make, that not only do you choose the goals that you can see in front of you, but where do you want to go next? And sometimes that might be retirement. Who knows? That next level goal is up to you and your business. But working towards that next level goal actually makes a tremendous difference in everything that you do because you know where you're going. And before you ask, could your next level goal change? Yes, absolutely. It's not set in concrete. It is that next thing that you want to work towards. However, if you get into the next year or two and you're like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to have a podcast. Maybe what I want to do is go around the country and speak. I don't know. But you can choose a different next level goal. You just adjust what you're doing for that next level goal. And then the final rule of success that I want to talk about today is one of the most powerful things you can do in your business and one of the most powerful things you can do in your life. Like I said before, these success rules can apply to everything. We specifically use them for our community and in our businesses. And that final rule of success is simply decide. Decide what you're going to do. We spend so much wasted energy, effort, time, money, and everything else in indecision when we are thinking about something or we just don't know yet. And we ask people for their opinion and might even go on AI and say, what do you think, ChatGPT? You're getting information from everywhere, or maybe you're just so overwhelmed you can't see the forest for the trees. So the important element in this principle, in this rule, is decide, make a choice, and start moving in that direction. Because what's going to happen is if it's not the right direction, you'll know within the first couple of steps, maybe. However, there's also an idea and a truth in the world that there isn't a wrong decision to make. It's just the decision that you make today. Go ahead and make the decision. Start moving in that direction. And you will find most of the time that as you begin to move in that direction, after you've made the decision and start moving that way, that everything sort of comes together and that path opens up. That doesn't mean the path is smooth and there aren't any road bumps. Doesn't mean that there's no roadblocks or bumps you need to get over. It just means that the path has opened up and you can actually make a difference in your business by making a decision, even if someone's like, well, I don't know if that's the decision I would have made. It's okay. Make the decision that's right for you in the moment and don't worry about if it's the perfectly right decision. So many times, so many conversations I've had in my life, I don't want to make the wrong decision. How about we change that around to make a decision and move in that direction and see if that decision isn't the right one to be making? So I don't think you can make a wrong decision because everything that you do takes you to a different place. And if you decide you don't want to be in that place, well, you can just make a decision to turn left and go another direction. The world is not going to end. Your business is not going to fail, most more than likely, by making a decision. So make the decision. Be firm in making decisions. One of my other podcasts is on the five levels of commitment, understanding making a commitment and making a decision and going into it and being committed to it. And if you want to listen to that podcast, you can listen to the five levels of commitment. And it goes into a little bit deeper on what you do when you decide and how to be committed to that decision. However, making the decision is the crucial piece. You have to make a decision because if you stay in the swirl, in the whirlpool of indecision and confusion, it will drag you down. It will make your business less successful than it could be. It will make you feel overwhelmed. It will affect your mental health. It will affect your emotional health. Being in confusion and indecision, A, is a choice, and B, it's very, very detrimental to everything because it just keeps you stuck. So to recap, the rules of success are see adventure, take up space, choose joy, invest in yourself, keep the next level in mind, and decide. So I hope you take these rules of success and you ruminate on them and you choose maybe just one that you're going to go, oh, I'm going to work on this rule of success. I'm going to work on this for the next week or 2 weeks or month. And I'm going to really dive in and I'm going to explore this rule of success and see how it changes my business. And if you want to do all seven, I highly recommend that as well. And thank you for joining us today. We do have a community called the Profit Connectors Club. Profitconnectors.club is the web address, and that is collectors with an R, collectors, profitconnectors.club, because it's the club for you and you're the profit connectors. So go ahead and jump into that community. It's free to join. Inside, you will see and access to all of the podcasts. You'll get bios from our guests. You can connect with them. See, a lot of times we have guests on and they have free gifts for you. That's all inside the community. It's free. And I encourage you to go in there so that you can get all of our goodies and hear the other podcasts. And again, I thank you for joining me today. I encourage you to keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Thank you for joining me. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.